Well, sport from the BBC with Alistair Ross. Coming up in the next 10 minutes, Spain dump France out of Euro 2012 to march on to the semi-finals.
Here is Alonso, right footed, scores! And books Spain's place in the semi-final!
Sebastian Vettel says he's in for a hard race despite taking pole position at the Formula One European Grand Prix. And we'll hear from world number one Maria Sharapova ahead of her attempt to win this year's Wimbledon tennis title.
It was my first Grand Slam. It was, I look back to that and say this is kind of where it all started for me. And I think back to that wonderful memory.
But we start with football and a 2-0 win for Spain to put them through to the semi-final stage of Euro 2012. Xabi Alonso scoring both goals against France to set up a semi-final meeting with neighbours Portugal.
Alba leaves the defender for dead, crosses towards the back post, and the header is in, and it's Alonso! Xabi Alonso, and it's Spain 1, France 0.
Threads one into the penalty area, this could be it for Pedro, he's been taken down, it's a penalty! Penalty to Spain! It's a long run-up. Here is Alonso, right footed, scores! And books Spain's place in the semi-final here in Donetsk against Portugal. It's Spain 2, France 0, and both goals from the former Liverpool man, Xabi Alonso.
Valencia left-back Jordi Alba supplied the cross for the first Spanish goal, and he's delighted to have got past a team of France's quality.
Yes, we're very happy about it. It was a very difficult opponent, and they know how to play, and I think that it was a great match for everybody, and we are very happy to share and assist with the guys in a match like this. It makes you very happy, and as a team we played very well.
Well, France coach Laurent Blanc says Spain now have to be considered the favourites for the Euro 2012 title after watching his side dumped out of the tournament by the reigning champions, and believes only Germany have a realistic chance of stopping them.
You've got to be very, very effective against Spain because you're going to have 35% or 40% of the ball. And with this 40% of the ball that you have, when you win the ball back, you've got to go and score a goal. It's going to be very tough for the other sides. But Germany have really impressed me as well. And I think these are the two most impressive sides in the Euro thus far. And quite rightly, they're the two favourites for the competition.
The quarterfinal lineup will be completed on Sunday with England facing Italy in the Olympic Stadium in Kiev. It'll be their first meeting in a major tournament since the 1990 World Cup. More from the BBC's chief football correspondent, Mike Ingham.
When England last met Italy in the tournament, nobody really wanted to play. It was the anti-climax of a World Cup third-place decider after both sides had suffered traumatic semi-final defeats on penalties. What a contrast today, when these two, in some respects unlikely quarter-finalists, meet for the right to take on Germany. England written off effectively before the championship, under a manager with a parachute still on his back. Italy engulfed by scandal yet again. Organisation and a collective spirit has propelled them both this far. And now whichever team can add an extra ingredient to that mix or keep its cool during another penalty shootout will be in Warsaw on Thursday.
It will be the most high-profile match of Roy Hodgson's short career as England manager. He says the players won't change their approach to the game.
I'm not so certain that it is such a different mentality, because it seems that, in particular in the knockout stages, you always, in the group stages, you always had an element of a knockout involved, because you realise if you didn't win your game or get a result in your game, you could not get through to the final stages. So I don't think that it's going to change our mentality particularly. We must just make certain we prepare for the match, that we're ready for the match, and when we go on the field we're capable of doing what we set out to do.
England captain Steven Gerrard says they will have to take extra care of Italy striker Mario Balotelli, calling him an excellent and dangerous player. It's likely that three of Balotelli's Manchester City teammates will start for England, but Balotelli says it makes little difference for him.
I hope it's going to be a good match. I think it's going to be fun to play against my teammates. They know me and I know them. I just hope it's going to be nice and fun. But I don't expect nothing. I just hope we're going to win, because I want to win. Even if they are my teammates, I hope they're going to lose.
And after just 1 year away from Euro 2012, this is after 1 year away from Argentina's top flight, one of the country's most decorated clubs, River Plate, have been promoted back to the first division. Former France international David Trezeguet scoring both goals in a 2-0 win over Almirante Brown on the last day of the season. In cricket, play's about to get underway on day three of the first test at Galle, with Pakistan in real trouble against Sri Lanka. Pakistan will resume on 48 for 5, replying to Sri Lanka's first innings of 472. Formula One now, and Sebastian Vettel's Red Bull will start on pole position for the European Grand Prix this Sunday. The German world champion has won the race for the last 2 years, but with seven different winners of this year's seven Formula One races so far, he's not taking anything for granted.
I think it's going to be a difficult race. I think we've seen too much this year, to be honest, to predict what's going to happen. Obviously a lot of cars to look out for. I think Ferraris have been very competitive. Williams has been quick yesterday in their long runs. Lotus, I think they've proven in Bahrain, first time we had hot conditions, that they're up there. So, yeah, I think this year grid position is obviously important, but maybe not as important.
Vettel's Red Bull teammate Mark Webber could only qualify 19th on a day when several of the leading names in Formula One failed, including several former world champions. Michael Schumacher starts in 12th, Jenson Button 9th. Despite only qualifying in 11th, Fernando Alonso isn't too unhappy about the pace of his Ferrari.
Today we miss a little bit of top speed, maybe, because we were a little bit slow on the straights, but nothing to worry, because we are 2 tenths from pole position. So in performance-wise, maybe it's the best qualifying of the season for us. In terms of positions, it's one of the worst, so very tricky.
Tennis, and Roger Federer says winning another major title would mean more to him than getting back to being world number one. The Swiss begins his attempt to win a seventh Wimbledon title against Albert Ramos of Spain when the championships get underway on Monday. And the world number three says he's still hungry to add more trophies to his cabinet.
It's really titles that interest you the most at this very moment, but they kind of go hand in hand, you know, because we're talking about the pinnacle of the sport, and when you can win the big tournaments or win a lot of titles, I'm obviously going to be high up in the rankings, and that's obviously important for seeding and so forth, but I guess it is really the titles that excite the players from, you know, from day to day.
In the women's draw, Maria Sharapova will start as favourite to claim the title at the All England Club. It'll be her first tournament since winning the French Open a fortnight ago. The Russians hoping to become the first woman to win both titles in the same year since Serena Williams in 2002. But she admits the transition from clay to grass is never easy.
There's always something new around the corner, and you know, it's Wimbledon just 2 weeks after the finals of the French Open, so you enjoy that moment of victory for a few days, and then you kind of click your mindset to something new and a new challenge. And for me, that transition from clay to grass is always a fun one. I always love it. The first few days of practice are always really fun and challenging, but always have really nice memories, so yeah, always look forward to Wimbledon starting.
Olympic decathlon champion Brian Clay of the United States will not defend his gold medal at the London Games this summer after disqualification from the hurdles event at the US Olympic trials. Clay was third going into the event but stumbled off balance through the final hurdle and was disqualified for not clearing it, effectively ending his selection chances. And in Major League Baseball, there were home wins on Saturday for Houston, Pittsburgh and Cincinnati, and road wins for Toronto, St. Louis and Colorado. Stay with us if you can for further updates throughout the day, but for now, that is your latest world sport from the BBC.